right, Chaf Chesamadaf, the third wide line, Vishel Musafin Kol Hayom. So this brings us back toward the end of the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth parak, which we began the beginning of the summer, and discussed the machlokas between the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, who say that you have Musaf all day, and then you have another opinion you had only until the seventh hour, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So, technically, when it comes to Musaf, you can, let's say on Shabbos, you know, you daven Shachris, and then that's it. You'll daven Musaf, you know, after Kiddush, after lunch, after your nap, no problem.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Okay, well, you're right. Well, that's actually, we had the discussion, if you have both, which one should you do first? Mincha or Musaf, that was a machlokas in itself.
Well, it all has to go to when you can daven mincha. The people who mind don't mind davening mincha.
So if you can call Yom, and you daven mincha, can you daven Musaf after the mincha?
We know that we've established before there's never tashlumin for Musaf.
Right.
You can't make up Musaf. You miss Musaf. But you can still daven Musaf even if after you daven
so
mincha.
You get some credit.
No, I mean, just as long as it's within the time frame, then you're good.
I mean, so you can daven till Marv, basically. I mean,
you
get the credit Musaf, so you can do it till Marv.
No problem. Or maybe it is a problem. Om Rav Yochanan v'nikra peisheya. It doesn't mean you're really supposed to wait until the last minute to daven Musaf. And if you do that, you're considered to be a peisheya, which is someone who does sins negligently. Right? So it's not the right thing. I mean, you don't want to be called a peisheya. Tan Rabbanan. So again, the obvious point that the Gemara is making is that you don't wait till the last opportunity.
But wait a second, is it a question of is it mazid or bishogeg? I'll give you for instance, like Rabbi Lara told me, he says the Shabbos, he had so many hot solo calls, he could go to Minyan, he had a Minyan. Mati, this one, he says I daven where he could. So let's say he was involved with hot solo the whole day and he couldn't get out. He daven, said, would he consider a poshea? He wanted a daven. So it's only must be somebody who does it
b'mezid,
not somebody b'shogeg. Let's see what
Rashi says. It's a short Rashi. It's like right in the middle of the Amud. It's the last two words on that line. And it says, ha-ma'acher kol kach, someone who delays it so much. Ma'acher kol kach sounds like you...
Forever.
Right. It seems you purposely delayed it, right? You didn't have to...
Right.
Daven at that moment.
You took a nap Shabbos afternoon instead of davening Musaf or something like that.
Right. So v'nikra peisheya clearly is only in the event that it's beyond your control. It's not beyond your control.
Right. So it's amazing, actually.
Right. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay, so now we're going to get into the question that was, we saw this Gemara previously, and we're back in the Gemara, the fourth wide line. Tan Rabbanan, and then it says, Hayu l'fanav. By the word Hayu, my Gemara has a little star, an asterisk, which brings you, you should have a little familiarity of the Gemara, to the left side, in brackets, it says, L'el Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, which means that this Gemara that we are now seeing, we brought it down before. So let's see what this Gemara is, and then we'll remind ourselves why we brought this Gemara down previously. Hayu l'fanav shtei tefilos, and this is the question that we asked before, just a few moments ago. Let's say you have two tefilos in front of you. Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf. So you can daven mincha at this precise moment. You can also be davening musaf. So on this, the Gemara tells us, according to the Tanakam's opinion, mispal shel mincha v'achar kach mispal shel musaf. The first you should do, first thing you should daven is mincha. Why mincha? Musaf is pretty important. Shazu tadiru, vizu enu tadiru. We know the principle of tadir. Tadir kodim, right? So we do that which is more often, more frequently first. So therefore you should daven mincha first. Exactly. Fine. That's according to the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mispal shel musaf, v'yachachach mispal shel mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, you should daven musaf first. Why? Shazu mitzvah overes, vizu mitzvah she'enu overes. So the basic difference between the Tanakam and the Rabbi Yehuda, which we can now understand the reasoning behind their machlokas, is Rabbi Yehuda said, does not feel you have all day to daven Musaf. You only have until the seventh hour. Mincha, he says, you have later. You have until Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha. Right, right. But it's still much later than the seventh hour. Right. So therefore, he says, you're better off davening Musaf because that is going to end up going away quickly, and you still have time to daven mincha later. Now, just as a sidebar before we continue, this Gemara is brought down based on the question of whenever you see the word ad, until, is it ad the ad b'chlal or ad v'lo ad b'chlal? So we tried to learn out from here that it must be when Rabbi Huda says the words ad, until, it has to be inclusive, ad v'ad b'chlal. Because if we said if it was not including, and when Rabbi Huda said when it came to Musaf, you have until the seventh hour, that would not include the seventh hour,
right,
which means you only have until, let's say, till noon, like
right.
Chatzos. We know you
can... All this for chit.
For what?
Yeah.
Okay.
One person.
Yeah,
so
correct.
The question which I was going to ask also, let's say a guy comes to shul and there's a minyan going on for mincha. He hasn't daven musaf. Does he daven mincha with a minyan? Or, no, because the time he davens musaf and he winds up daven mincha alone.
Right, so, in other words, first we have to know who we paskin like.
Right.
And then once we figure that out, then we can get into details. But that's a good question. So let's see what the next line of the Gemara. So anyway, the Gemara learned out, by the way, over there, that it had to be Advad Bechlal, because we know Mincha only starts 6.5 hours into the day, which is called Mincha Gedola, which we call, loosely translated, 12:30 p.m. So until the 7th hour is only up until the 7th hour, not including it, that means you only have until 12 o'clock to daven musaf. And then Mincha, you can only start at 12:30, so the Gemara said, well, according to that opinion, there's no time that Mincha and Musaf overlap. Avyad Bechal, they could overlap. They do overlap between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. So that makes sense why it's overus, because if Mincha and Musaf are together, it's only for a very short span of time, only for 30 minutes. So you better daven Musaf, according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda, then Mincha. So what is the halacha? So here's the Gemara. The Gemara says it explicitly. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha, mispal shel mincha v'achachach mispal shel musaf. So we paskin like the opinion of the Tanakhama. Even though, as we mentioned before, when it comes to mincha in general, we said to avad kamar avad, avad kamar avad, which is a very interesting halachic concept. We mentioned that when it comes to davening mincha and musaf, mincha and mariv, you can hold like the opinion of Rabbi Huda, or you can hold like the opinion of the rabbis. We don't paskin like either one. When it comes to shachris, we hold the avad until the fourth hour, which is Rabbi Huda's opinion. But when it comes to mincha and mariv, we don't paskin like either one. You can pick and choose. So once you pick one, you have to stick to one. But nonetheless, when it comes to this situation, when they're both together, we do paskin that you should first daven mincha, and then afterwards musaf. We're going to see a story over here to try to iron this out, to show that in fact this is how we paskin. So before we see that, the Gemara, let's continue in Rashi. Rashi is Mispal Shel Mincha. Okay, so says Rashi, Mispal Shel Mincha, which is the next Rashi, Mi'acher Shehigia Zmana, once it's reached the time to daven Mincha, which will translate loosely at 12:30 p.m., Kedai Lachdima B'tchilas Zmana, it's worthwhile that we should daven this Mincha at the earlier time. This is the connection between the Gemara that says you have really only the whole day, but we said you're called a Pesheya. So that's why the Gemara then mentions, should you daven Mincha first or should you daven Musa first? So he says, when it comes to Mincha, there's also an issue of being a Pesheya. You should not wait until the last minute to daven Mincha, which of course almost everyone does, which is because practicality, you have to have, if we have mincha at 2 in the afternoon,
right,
there'll be no marv. You're not going to expect people to keep coming to shul 3 times a day.
Right.
Okay. Unless it's for a gemara shir. So therefore, gam oleha. You can also be called a pesheya, negligent about mincha too. And therefore, what Rashi's trying to say is like this. Rashi's asking a question. Why does the Tanakhama say you should have mincha first and musaf? Maybe, as we already established, when it comes to Musaf, if you push it off, you're called a Pesheya. So maybe you shouldn't daven Mincha first. You should daven Musaf, and then Mincha. Rashi says that's not true, because if you're a Pesheya for pushing off Musaf, you're also going to be called a Pesheya for pushing off Mincha. There's no difference. So for that reason alone is not a reason to daven Musaf before Mincha. Therefore, he says you should daven Mincha first.
negligence. You don't do it. You know, you're cognizant of the fact they didn't daven the thing, and I
just haphazard about it.
Exactly. You don't.
Sounds like you're a procrastinator or something. You know? That's what it sounds like, you know.
I mean,
that's how Rashi sounds.
It's keva, right? You're supposed to make it at a time and whatever.
Right.
And so you didn't do it.
So you're saying that the daven mincha, it's better if the first time opportunity you get, you should daven mincha?
That's what Rashi says over here.
If you're going to miss the first time to daven mincha, basically.
There is a concept of Zrizim Matim
L'mitzvah.
So, on some level, the first opportunity to daven, you would think you should daven. So, on one level.
We don't daven here in the morning, Basikin. Technically, you should daven Basikin in the
Shabbos. Right, and Mincha Marv, again, there's practicality. We're not going to daven at Mincha Gadol as soon as the first opportunity.
Right.
I mean, because this is not realistic. How many people are going to get at 12:30 in the afternoon on a Tuesday afternoon? That's one thing. We're actually going to see a Gemara later on that says just as it's important that one should daven Shacharis at the first opportunity, so too one should daven Mincha at the last opportunity. It's called the Gemara. It's interesting. The Gemara brings it down, which we don't necessarily we don't paskin that you have to, but it's called davening im dumdumi chamu, with the redness of the sun. The redness of the sun is at the moment.
We do that here in Bel Harbor. We're so tzaddik, and we do that here.
By mincha.
Yeah.
I'm saying, right. I'm saying, so on one level, there's an inyan of davening reason, but there's also, we'll see a Gemara later on.
The Gemara
doesn't actually bring it down, but it has. The Gemara just brings down a pasuk that talks about when a person's davening, it's not just lip service. You're supposed to actually feel that. You know, you're completely dependent. You know, the redness is compared to ones that we're mortal beings, that we're flesh and blood. And the redness of the sun is supposed to be like some type of external stimuli to inspire us to be able to daven with more kavana. That's how I've understood it. That's how one is supposed to be davening, realizing that we're completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anyway, that's, again, going a little bit on a tangent, but that's how Rashi sounds. Let's continue in Rashi. V'yachar kach shel musafin. Then you daven musaf. Hoyel v'ichor zmana enu oiver. Because according to the Tanakhama, you have all day to daven musaf. That time is not going to go by. Because after all, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan do say that when it comes to Musaf, you have the whole day. Since you have the whole day, so you might as well daven Mincha first, as we say, because that is something which is more frequent. Rabbi Huda disagrees, says Rashi, su mitzvah veras. Rabbi Huda with timing. Rabbi Huda goes according to this reasoning that says when it comes to Musaf, you don't have all day. The Omer says Rashi, that Rabbi Huda says, ad sheva sha'os, you have until the seventh hour, v'su lo, and more not. You don't have any more time to daven.
What do you do here? We're coming to Yom Kippur. Many times we
I knew you were going to... You looked in Tosfos.
No, I did.
You must have looked into Tosfos. How could you come up with such a great question? So let's see Tosfos. The second Tosfos. You really didn't look inside? Okay. Baruch Hashem. So let's see the second Tosfos. Halacha, mispalo shel mincha v'yachar mispalo shel musaf. So that's what we're supposed to do. So when it comes to an opportunity to daven mincha, if you didn't daven musaf yet, you should daven mincha. So what was your question?
Question is, it comes, let's say, Yom Kippur.
Right.
You haven't davened, the rabbi has to appeal, the rabbi has to speak, a few other things go on, and it's 1:30.
Oh.
And you're going to start davening, but the time of mincha has already started, so we should be davening mincha and Yom Kippur first, and then musaf.
That's right.
To what you just said right here.
That's absolutely the case. If in fact one did not yet start davening musaf, and it is, let's call it 12:30,
right,
or whatever time it says over there, mincha gadol is.
Just happened to you.
Yeah.
Even
apparently, you should daven mincha. You daven. Can you imagine on Yom Kippur, you skip musaf and you daven mincha, and then you know you read Yonah.
We have a revolution.
Apparently, that's what you're supposed to do.
Really.
Well, now we have to see what Tosfos' question, which is that question. Obviously, we don't. But let's listen to what Tosfos says. Tosfos is actually not doesn't really help us out too much. Halacha mispal shel mincha v'yachach mispal shel musa. So this is the second Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows: Mekan from here yesh li zahir biyom hakipurim lispal tefil shachris kodim sheish shos mechsa. We should be careful to daven not such a schlepped long davening, right? To make sure.
Hey, now we have something that says shteita from the Gemara.
You see that? So yeah, it's you should be careful when it comes to Yom Kippur that you should make sure that you finish davening shachris. Obviously, doesn't just mean shachris; it means kriyas haTorah, so you can start musaf before 6.5 hours into the day. The Hainu, what's so special about 6.5 hours into the day? So Tosu says, the Hainu, Kodim Shegia Shasa Mincha. That's the time that Mincha rolls around. The earliest time you can daven Mincha on any day, including Yom Kippur, is 6.5 hours after sunrise. So again, let's just pretend it's a 6 a.m., 6 p.m. day, 12:30. Make sure that you start davening Musaf before 12:29, 12:30, whatever. Because otherwise we may be in trouble. That's what the Tosfos continues. De'im lo kein, because if that were not the case, how you srichin l'spal tefilas mincha kodem. So Tosfos says, right? If technically, and if someone wants to really cause a huge ruckus in a shul, and he knows precisely the moment when one can daven mincha, say, we have to daven mincha.
All right.
Mincha. It's not time for mincha. We can't. We'll daven musaf afterwards. Now that's a huge problem, because you obviously know that it does happen. It's Masim B'chol Shana. It happens every year in different communities. Vari Omer, so the Re helps us out, and he says, De'enu Sarach, you don't need to do that. De'hadi Karmish Yispat Tfilas Mincha Kodem, this whole discussion of whether or not a person should daven Mincha or Musa first, and in fact be Paskin Yidaven Mincha first, is Hainu Kishesh Lassos Sirachov, Shirochu Lispal Tfilas HaMincha Bizmana. It's talking about a situation that you had certain needs, certain things to that you were engaged in. Shirochu Lispal Tfilas HaMincha Bizmana, and you just weren't able to daven Mincha in its proper time. Vesarachu Lispal Shnehen Miyad, and you have to daven both of them immediately. So what exactly is this talking about? So he helps us out. Kigon, for example, Shehoyu Leil Chasuda Gedola, Kemo Nesuin. So you're about to go to a wedding, right? You're about to go to a huge banquet. Siara, you're concerned. Obviously, this is not Yom Kippur. This is obviously not Shabbos. But we can think of another time when we daven Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, whatever, in which there could be a wedding. And Siara, you're afraid Shema Yimshech Besudaso. You're concerned that maybe the meal is going to overextend itself, which happens all the time. Oh, Shishtaker, or perhaps you may open bar over there. So those are your concerns. So your concerns are in a specific situation. Avol Im Hayulo Shaos L'Spalel Achat Tefilas Musaf. If there certainly is plenty of time that you can daven Musaf afterwards. Tefilas HaMincha Bizmana, and you can, after you daven Musaf, you can daven Mincha at the proper time. Ein lo hachtin Tefilas HaMincha. You'd never daven Mincha first. El Yispal Kaseder Musaf B'Yachakach Mincha. So what the Re is trying to invent over here, even though it's Chasser Min HaSeifa, the Gemara doesn't mention this at all, is mentioning that there is a distinction between a time, that this whole Gemara is not talking about a regular situation. It's talking about specifically in a case where you have Mincha and Musaf, and you only can daven, maybe only can daven one. Which one should I daven? So I'll chaparai Mincha first, and then I'm going to go to this wedding, and hopefully I'll daven Musaf somewhere afterwards. I may not. So which one should I do? But in the event that you know you're going to daven both, which on Yom Kippur you should probably know you're going to daven both, so then you always daven Musaf then Mincha. Which again, that's only one opinion. The Tosfos introduces saying, no. What was that? What's that? Musa, right. We have to...
According to what they told...
It's very long. You people have...
as long as Musaf is.
Musaf, that's what we say. Musaf first and then...
I understand, but what we start... I know, we don't do that, but according to what we just learned, you really should have a Musaf first.
It never happened.
I never saw it happening either, but according to what we learned here, it should have happened.
Yeah, that's it, the point. Maybe, but never happened.
Right. Again, at least we borrow the re, so there's at least a real opinion that we can justify davening musaf than mincha. So if anyone says it's 12:31, forget musaf, let's daven mincha, you can say, well, the re, which is brought down in Tosfos, says that that's, you obviously didn't learn that Tosfos. And therefore that's the way that we can get around this whole business. So that's one way.
Well, the real way is you finish time. The right time.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so that's what this the Gemara brings down over here. Okay, so let's go back into the Gemara, which is going to establish an actual story, which will show that this is the halacha. So we're back in the Gemara with the words of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira is the fourth and fifth words on the line, about seven lines from the. One of the lines get wide. Rav Zeira ki havi cholish migirsei. So Rav Zeira, even though he was a tremendous learner, even someone like him got weak from his learning. So what do you do typically when you're not able to learn? So you go home, you watch some television. This is what Rav Zeira does when he's not able to learn. Havi ozil, he went, v'yosav apischa debei Rav Nosson bar Tuvi. So he went to the Beis Medrash, but he couldn't go in because he didn't have the head for it, didn't have the zitzflesh, if you will. So at least he wanted to sit by the entranceway of Rav Nosson bar Tuvi, and this way maybe he'll engage in a conversation. This way he'll at least learn something, even though you know he can't learn on the same level because his head is not there. Omer, so he said, Ki chalpi rabbanon, when the rabbanon leave, oz ikum mikamaihu. What will I do? I don't even want to learn anything from them. All I'm going to do is ekum mikamayu. I'm going to stand up and show respect. If nesei v'tokom hadarta, there's a mitzvah of showing respect to sages. Yikabel agra, and I'll receive sechar. I'll get reward for showing kavod to Torah. I can't learn Torah. At least let me show kavod to the Torah. So Nafik went. Also Rav Nosson bar Tuvi, and Rav Nosson bar Tuvi, he came out after what was his base medrash. Ermalei. It doesn't say he stood up, but probably he did. It said, "Man Omer Halacha Beimid Rasha." Now, in Beis Medrash, apparently in those days, similar to the Gemara we had before about the question about a convert from Ammon and Moab, and the whole Gemara over there, with the whole story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Ben Azaria. It's not that everyone's learning in groups, but rather they're all learning together and discussing certain topics. So he said, who is the one that said over halacha in the Beis Medrash today? Armele, he said, Hachi Omer Rav Yochanan, Ein halacha Rav Yehuda. This is what was established in our Beis Medrash. The halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, the Omer mispal adam shel musav echa mispal shel mincha. It's interesting that the way that they flip it around, they could have said the halacha is like the Rabbanan, but they're very precise in what was said. And what was said is the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously means the halacha is like the Rabbanon. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Rav Zeira, said back to Rav Nosson bar Tuvi, he said, Rav Yochanan Amra. Was it Rav Yochanan that made that statement? You quoted Rav Yochanan. Was it really Rav Yochanan that said it? Amalei, in. So he said back to him, yes. So Tanaminei Arboin Zimnin. This was learned and said over 40 times. He really wanted to be drilled in his head. Some say the 40 is connected, like we just learned last night, Moshe Rabbeinu ascending Har Sinai, 40 days, Torah, okay. So there's a connection to 40 days. Obviously, the question is, why on earth would he need 40 times to hear such a simple halacha?
He's a smart guy.
So on a very simplistic level, you could just say, well, he wasn't feeling that well, right? He was weak, he was tired, he was weary. But the Gemara doesn't accept that.
Or he wasn't so sure that that's the halacha.
Oh, exactly. So that's what the Gemara says. Armalei, chadi halach or chadis halach? That's what does that mean? We'll see. But chada halach, is it new to you? Chadis halach, is it new to you? What is the difference between chadi halach and chadis halach? So Rashi tells us, chada halach or chadis halach, achas halach, is this one to you? Shulamana tadavar mishmosh Rav Yochanan, elazu bilvad. This is the only thing that you ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so this was l'kach chavivahi, it's such an important thing to you. So that's this question. You're asking me to repeat this over 40 times. Chadi hilach is because you've never heard anything in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you want to make sure that now you have something that Rabbi Yochanan said. Or Rashi says, or chadis hilach, Rashi says, that's a chiddush hilach. Shahisa sover she'echad min hacherim amra. Because maybe you thought that someone else said this opinion. So it's not maybe you've heard Rabbi Yochanan say other things, but you're surprised that it was Rabbi Yochanan, and you thought maybe someone else made this statement. So the Gemara asks, again, Chadis hilach, chadis hilach. Amalei, chadis hili, this is one to me, mishum, the mesachgali, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He said, because I thought it was said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But again, it shows the sensitivity of Gemara, as we often find, that, so what, who said it? So Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it. It's not just who said it. The problem is that once you're quoted, right, and there's a paper trail with your name on it, when it comes to the rest of Shas, if there is something in which contradicts your statement, then we're in a pickle. So therefore, the Gemara is always very sensitive to make sure that we, when we quote something, we are always quoting it exactly by that person's name. Okay. All right. Let's just see a couple more lines, and then we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Mespal Tefillin Shel Musafin Le'Achas Sheva Shaos, Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone who daven, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and you daven Musaf after the seventh hour in the day, which you're not supposed to, Ulav Kasav Omer, on you the Pasuk says, Noyim Moed Asafti Mimcha Hoy. So it says, when it comes to light, in which was gathered up from you, was apparently taken away. So my mashma the high noigalishna de tabrahu. The word noigi actually has a language of breaking, something which is destroyed. How do we know that that's the case? Can a matargum Rav Yosef tabri osi el seinehen de beis Yisrael al de ochu zmani moedet de Yerushalayim? So over here, the word tavra is again referring to the idea of breaking. Just see a couple more lines and we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Mespal Tefil Shel Shachar Sachar Arba Shos Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone who davens beyond the time which they're supposed to for Shachar's, Alav Akasam Omer Noyim Moyin Asafti Mimcha. Again, it quotes this pasuk, but instead we use the word Noyim not as a language of breaking, but a language of sorrow, which means that you really technically could daven after the fourth hour, but it's not something which is broken and destroyed that you can't fix. My mashma the high noyi lishna tsaruhu. How do we know this is a language of pain, of anguish? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, dalva nafshi mitoyga. And over there, mitoyga is referring to this language of tsar, and it says that my soul was melted from this sorrow. Nachma yitzak loyim remahacha b'soy sehen noygos v'hi marla. So again, there's different psukim which support the problems of davening at such a late hour. Right, let's just go to the Mishnah. We might as well. All right, we'll just go quickly through the story. We're on Chesamid Beis. Rav Avia Cholosh. So now I have another person who wasn't feeling well. V'lo asal apirka de Rav Yosef. He didn't come to class. L'machar, the next day kiyasa, when he came, bo abaye l'nchui daite de Rav Yosef. Since Rav Yosef, you know, he prepared for this lovely class, and one of his star students didn't come, why didn't he come? Maybe he's mad at me. Maybe he doesn't like my class. I'm offended. So, because of that, Abaye went to Rav Yosef to appease him. Armalei said, my time will us amar l'pirka. Why didn't he come to the class? Armalei said, d'havi cholosh, l'boi v'l'metzina. He was really sick. He wasn't able to come. It wasn't because he didn't want to come, Rav Yosef. Don't worry about it. He would have loved to have come to your shir, right? You know, he would be the first one there, but he wasn't feeling well. So he says, that's not a good excuse. That's like the dog eating the homework business. So I'm like, amai lo tamtami divyosis. So if he was a little bit weak, so eat a little bit, have a nice, some herring and a cup of coffee and come to my class. That's not an excuse. Have breakfast. Not telling him not to eat. So I'm like, so what do you mean, eat? Lo savor lamar, don't you hold? Lo hadar Rav Huna, diemar Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? Also, adam shiyitom kum kodim shispal tefilas hamusafin. One is not allowed to eat anything until you daven musaf. which we don't paskin like, by the way. In fact, going since we're still on the we're close to Rosh Hashanah, it's not an issue before Tekiah Shofar, which a lot of communities they actually have Kiddush before Tekiah Shofar. We used to do that here.
Big stuff.
Right.
Came first to that.
To the really?
Coffee, you used to have a coffee thing when I moved here.
Really?
At the 10 o'clock, but a big style. So the people come first there who never got them. Then until we got them upstairs.
That's the problem. That's the problem, is that the whole thing ends up being like an extra hour. Just anyway.
So what is he, you're saying that there's nothing wrong having?
Yeah, clearly, and the Gemara over here brings down the opinion that you're not supposed to daven, you're not supposed to eat before you daven musaf. Right. But we don't paskin like that, is what I'm saying. Okay. Oh, maybe we should talk a paskin like that, right? Maybe not. So he said, he couldn't have eaten. Daven musaf, you know. So he said, okay, so why didn't he daven musaf biyachid? Should have daven by himself? Eat something, amazing, and then he could have come. Still not an excuse. He still should have come to my class. It's a tough teacher. Armoli said, "Whoa, v'lo sever lamar l'had Rav Yochanan. Don't you hold Rav Yochanan? Also, adam shiachdim tefilos l'tefilos etzibah." But this is actually brought down in halacha, not necessarily the word aser, but one who is davening alone for whatever reason he can't make it to shul. So you should not daven before the tzibur davens. The proper way of doing it is to daven at the same time. That's because an ace ratzon, to daven at the same time. Even if you're not davening in shul, right. But if shul starts at 7 in the morning, you should daven over there at 7 in the morning.
You daven at the same time.
Exactly.
You connect to them.
That's right. So obviously it's better to be there, but you certainly shouldn't daven early. So you're telling him to daven a quick musaf and to eat. You can't do that. So Amalei said, "La bitmar lo amar Rav Abba, but tzibur shanu." Says this whole halacha that one is not allowed to daven before everyone else, whatever tefillah it is only b'tzibur. What does that mean? This is the last Rashi, b'tzibur shanu, the top second line. Im hu beveis achneses, im tzibur lo yachdom espalel. You're not, if you're davening, you're not supposed to daven before. The tzibur, if you're in the shul, you should wait until the tzibur starts down. So apparently it means you should walk out of the shul. Daven in the courtroom.
A lot of people on Emmanuel, they daven every 15 minutes.
Right.
If they're in the middle of davening mincha, they won't walk into the shul until they finish mincha.
Right.
They come out, then they walk in.
One more time? What's this? Well, so every 15 minutes they daven.
No.
Yeah.
They daven every 15 minutes.
Right.
So now they're in the middle of
right.
They don't walk into the shul.
Oh, they as if you didn't daven yet.
Oh. That's what this is actually saying.
Right, right. You should
wait.
Right, yeah. Right. Because you're going to be connecting to the next minion, so you should daven before the next minion starts. Exactly. He says, "V'leis hilchasa lo k'Rav Huna v'lo k'Rav Yishuv ben Levi." The halacha, thank goodness, is not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one that says you can't eat anything before Musaf. It's not true. You could. Obviously, once you've davened Shacharis, you have to make Kiddush. If we're talking about Shabbos, okay, or Yom Tov. But the halacha is not like Rav Huna. You certainly could eat before Musaf. The halacha of Yishuv ben Levi. The halacha is also not like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. That said, who's Rav Yishuv ben Levi? So the Gemara brings down now who's Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. He says that once it's time to daven mincha, once it's 12:30, also adam shitum klum, you're not allowed to eat anything until you daven mincha. So
a real big machmir.
Right. So in other words, according to this opinion, if you daven in assuming this is true,
right.
We don't possibly, but assuming you would, and you daven mincha here at 7 whatever in the afternoon, and it's 12:30,
like
right? Something along those lines. So the halacha is not like
that. Something that you shouldn't eat before you daven mincha in general.
Yeah, I'm saying this is what's being brought down to me here. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and we bring down that you shouldn't have like a huge meal, but there's exceptions. In the event that you are going to be davening with a tzibur, or you're davening in a you're going to be davening at a set time. So the whole problem is that you may end up forgetting.
I would say at night. Now, okay, it's getting earlier. But when mincha was 8 something, people ate dinner before, you know, wait till after the tea. That's
correct. So in the event that you're a regular shul goer,
right, yes.
So therefore it's not an issue for you to be able to eat before mincha, because the whole problem of you eating before mincha is you may end up not davening. But if it's already an established fact that you always go to shul at a certain time, then we're not concerned. That's actually brought down the halacha. The advantage of going to shul is brought down clearly in the Mishnah Berurah, is that if you're a regular shul goer, you could eat before mincha, because 100% we're going to assume we're not concerned. The whole person who doesn't daven, so that's the person who isn't aware of times. Because of that, they shouldn't eat. Will they? That's their business. Okay, we'll stop.